Aaron was just talking about getting Matt off the field, how it's impossible to get Forte off the field. How reliable, how nice is it having someone that dependable and reliable? You know it's always going to be there as a receiver and as a runner.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it numerous times. He does it all for us. He's a third down back. You take it for granted sometimes, especially during practice. Some days we take him out of there and you forget just how good and how effective he is. So I'm glad he's out there with me. When he's not out there, it's the first thing I notice.
Jay, when you look back on the game, obviously you moved the ball well. You held time of possession. You may have left some points on the field, though. What is it that you guys kind of took inventory of?
Yeah, just that. You know, I think you hit it right there. Moved the ball well. Third downs, we were great. Red zone left some points out there, overcame some penalties that we needed to clean up. We made it a little bit harder on ourselves at times on some second and longs, some third and longs, some situations we can do better in.
When you came in contact with Josh this week, and have you put anything on the game between you?
Josh isn't much of a better, so we haven't put anything on it. We've definitely been in contact. Been in contact with him all year. Wish him well, except for this week. You know, we'll go at it head to head and see what happens.
Why were you guys so good for each other last
year? I think Josh is probably good for a lot of people. I think you could probably pair him up with probably most of the people in this room, and he'd find a way to help make you better. I mean, he's not gonna make you worse. I know that. He's just one of those type of people. So I know he's doing good things for that quarterback room in Tampa, just like he did for us.
Do you guys watch each other's film?
No. Just not enough time. You know, he's played the position. He played the position in a lot of different places. We were coming into a new system. He had been through a lot of new systems like I had. We helped each other learn. His journey and as many places as he's been in, he'd been through some ups and downs, so he knew what the position was about, what it took to play the position, so he could relate really well.
How has your relationship with Jimmy grown in that way as he's become more familiar with everything?
He's done a great job. I think when he first got here, it was just all about him trying to learn the position, him trying to learn the how Mark and Cav wanted him to play the position, and rightfully so. He was trying to earn a spot. And I think he's kind of graduated into, helping me with coverages, with certain plays, tweaking things. He's always kind of trying to push the envelope and change things and tweak things around, which I think has been great for us.
How would you characterize the relationship with Lovey? Is there any significant placing of the
state for you? I think anytime you're with the head coach for as long as Lovey was here and I was here, there's definitely a relationship. We won 10 games that year and he got fired, so that was tough to see. And a lot of the blame was on the offense, like I said when he got fired. So at this point, you just have to wish him well and move on.
How similar or not is the defense that Lovey's using right now to what you practice against?
Very similar. We haven't changed up a lot. Mel has his own tweaks, and they're doing things a little bit differently. But the defense that we're going to see Sunday has a lot of similarities to what we see every day.
Obviously, you don't want any pass rusher to make it to you, but what do you find more difficult dealing with, pressure from the outside, pressure from the inside?
The three technique can kind of wreck your day. Pressure from the outside, you can step up, you can chip those guys. A three technique or a one technique can, they start getting up the middle, they start really moving you off your spot. That can get really difficult, and that's what they do. I think they do a great job of getting off the ball quickly. They've had a few offsides penalties, but for the most part, they're really good about jumping the cadence, getting off the ball, and forcing you off the spot, which we're going to have to be pretty firm up front with those guys.
Jay, of all the things that Matt Forte does for the Bears, what's his most admirable asset, do you think?
It's tough. Consistency. I think the mark of a true pro is just being consistent each and every day, not changing, no ups and downs, and that's him. If it's Monday, if it's Friday, if it's Sunday at 12 o'clock, you're going to get the exact same Matt Forte every single day. And it's a great thing to have, especially for young guys to see. A guy that's doing it at that high of level every single day, day in, day out, week in, week out, it's really something.
Matt,
Jay, last year, I think we asked Josh McConnell when he was filling in, said, you know, should you be the starter? And he said, no. And he said, why? And he said, have you seen Jay's arm? And he was just always kind of in awe. And how important is just that sheer physical attribute to being a quarterback?
It helps. It's there's a lot of guys out there that are getting it done with far less, though. A lot of guys out there. So a lot going into the quarterback position, as I think a lot of people in this room know. But if you do have an above-average arm, it can make some things a little bit easier.
Do you find yourself, when you're talking to Jimmy in the quarterback room, sounding like Josh did last year, using the same phrasing or...
You know, you learn things from him, you know, patience and just trying to do things the right way each and every day, not getting lost in the details. I think those are all things that Josh did a great job as whenever he was here. So, I mean, I try to emulate those things for Jimmy. And, you know, every day when we come in and we have quarterback meetings you know, being on top of my stuff, knowing exactly what the game plan is, so that whenever he's in there, you know, that's the way he's got to do it as well.
How did some of the movement, change the passing point, help you last week?
It was great. We got to keep doing it. We got to keep doing it in different ways, showing different looks. We got to get off the spot as much as we possibly can, because it helps everything. It helps the pass rush, get some easy balls out to the flat, out on the outside, lets the guys run. It's got to be something in our offense that, you know, we do more of.
Was Josh a bigger help to you, like, during games, or was it more on the practice field or in the video room?
No, I think it was just during the week. During games, he would, you know, there wasn't much, you know, the pictures are there. You know, I think he did a better job of managing the other guys and you know, keeping everyone upbeat and relaying messages down to the O-line or down to the receivers. I think his best work was during the week and just, you know, the time that he put in Monday through Saturday.
Jay, what do you see in their secondary?
You know, they're going to keep the ball in front of them. They're going to zone you out, not a ton of man. They're going to rely on that front four to get the pressure, bring some pressure from time to time. So we're just going to have to control the ball, run the ball. We're going to be throwing into zone coverages. So, you know, find your checkdowns and just try to keep the chains moving.
Are you surprised to see them struggling with the talent they seem to have on that side and the coach they have and what they did last week? Is that kind of...
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, we feel like we got a lot of talent and we've got good coaches. So it's tough week in, week out. Now, you never know how the league is going to go. You never know how it's going to go from week to week. So we've got to buckle down and know that... regardless of their record, they're a very talented and good team.
Hey, Jay, you said that Forte brings it every night. He's consistent. Do you feel that everyone on your offense, you know, works as hard as Forte does? Like, that much passion?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we got a lot of great guys on that offensive side. I think I've said that numerous times, from the offensive line to B to Forte, Marty. I mean, all the guys, you know, we're trying to get better each and every day.
Is it tough to not look ahead Thursday in terms of the short week and just kind of service purely and looking
at not for me. You know, I think most of the guys have enough on their plate for Sunday and realize the importance of this game, not to get ahead of themselves. You know, coaching staff, they might work a little bit ahead over the weekend and try to get a jump, but as players, I don't think we have that luxury right now.
You guys had that screen game going pretty good. What does that do for you? Does that put you in a rhythm early? Is there a benefit to the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, that slows down the rush. I mean, I think if you look at some really good offenses, you know, they're mixing it up. A lot of screens. They're moving the pocket. They're running the ball. They're being unpredictable. So, you know, we got to keep incorporating all those different phases of the offense for us to keep rolling.
Is there a reason that maybe did the offense get a little stagnant?
I think some of the situations we were in, you know, some of the, you know, we get down pretty early and we got to pass the ball and kind of dictates what we can call offensively. So us starting off fast and getting points early kind of helps us with our play calling and kind of direction we want to go with offense.
With that empty hand play when you came through, did the defensive end get a hand on the ball?
Yeah.
Thank you.